Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oregon State makes the decision to fire Trent Bray. And I'll tell you what, man, I quad boxed and I watched that entire game.
Oof, you and Sprague, huh?
I watched the entire
game.
You
and Sprague.
Dude, I'm a slut for Pac-12, man. Dude, I watch Cal games,
and
man.
And Bigfoot.
I'm not doing Bigfoot. I watch Cal football. Like, I watch Stanford football. I watch Arizona State. Like,
yeah.
I'm still in it.
Arizona State, not good without Sam Levitt.
I will not watch UCLA football, though. I just won't. I don't care if they've won two in a row and they're going to get their second coach fired.
telling you right now, old Neuheisel, old Jerry Neuheisel, is like, hand him a contract. He's your new head coach.
I saw an awesome, we'll get into Trent Bray here, but speaking of Jerry Neuheisel, saw this awesome comment on Reddit that it was like, screw it, go get Jerry Neuheisel. Well, don't, because knowing us, we'd accidentally hire Rick Neuheisel instead. Oh, that was so good.
Look, I'm not the biggest Rick Neuheisel fan on the face of the planet.
Oh, I am definitely not the biggest Rick Neuheisel fan on the planet. Did I say Neuheisel?
Yeah, you did, 100%. I mean, he screwed over... you know, my old high school quarterback, my freshman year, Taylor Barton, the guy I know who went to Colorado, and that whole thing went sideways.
As much as we love Yogi Roth on the Pac-12 Network, thank you no more, Nick, Rick Neuheisel.
But also, he was on one of the broadcasts as UCLA was winning. It was kind of cool. They did like the wide shot of all of them, like, here, coming up at halftime, and you know, they all kind of wrapped their arms around him because Jerry was stunned again. It was like, it was very proud papa moment. And I was like, that's kind of cool. I'm like, he's very much very excited for his kid out there, 33 years old, just flipping UCLA on its head.
It's crazy.
Like, that's pretty cool. But, hey, Beavs, you got smashed. You didn't show up.
It was rough.
And by God, thank you. You should have tarmacked him. You shouldn't have waited.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you waited until Sunday and the boosters came in and had to give you the money to go do it. Again, where's the money?
Where's the money? I don't understand.
Boosters had to come up with $4 million for you?
Well, people kept texting in or asking on the YouTube and friends of mine just texting me personally, you know, when are they going to fire Bray? And I was like, December 1st. They're going to wait. They're going to wait until that buyout goes down because, to your point, Danny, you keep asking the question, and now I'm asking the question too. Where's the money? Where is the money? Okay, because Wazoo seems to be doing just fine.
Just fine.
And I'm not even saying that as a honk.
No.
I'm saying that as we're just looking at the landscape.
If you're objective, you're looking at both these teams are in almost the exact same situation.
They are in the exact same situation.
One of them is just fine. The other one is a tire fire burning in the ocean. It's polluting everything.
Washington State lost two quarterbacks in a row.
Yes.
They're going to be top 10 draft picks.
Yeah.
One went number one overall.
And his
one
coach
was a priest. The other one
his
is
head coach just got fired 10 minutes ago.
And the other is a preseason Heisman candidate.
Yeah.
Turns out, side note, if your hand's broken,
don't
play quarterback.
Yeah.
But you can see the blueprint. Jonathan Smith leaving sucks. Guess what? So did Jake Dickert. That sucked real bad.
And Jake Dickert's team just beat the crap out of Oregon State.
Because not only did Jake Dickert leave, but the offensive coordinator from Washington State University took their quarterback and went to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. who's been a top 10 team all year until they lost to Texas mm-hmm. this weekend.
Like, meanwhile, Wake Forest's backup quarterback came in and threw for four touchdowns. He barely completed 50. This is an insane stat. I have to bring this up. DeShone Purdy comes in for Wake Forest as the backup. Throws 14 of 27, which in most games, you're going to lose. But he threw for 270 and four touchdowns because he had plays of 55 and 52 yards. He had a wide receiver, three catches for 102 yards. All three were touchdowns.
Block kick. Block special teams kick. Should have been ran back for six. I was texting with Sprague about that. Should have been ran back for six, but a dumb holding call. Guess what? They scored anyway.
Oregon State. Congratulations, you did the, you did, not even congratulations, good for you, you did one thing. Scott Barnes has to go. He cannot be the guy leading the search for your new coach.
Yeah, because you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Michigan State's going to fire Jonathan Smith. We took our bets for the B1G at the beginning of the year. I had Michigan State and Michigan on their under win total. I didn't think the wheels were going to fall off of Michigan State this bad, but that man's going to get fired. They're going to figure it out, and they're going to pay the $11 million to buy him out.
Or
17, whatever it is. I can't remember.
I am not against them bringing back Jonathan Smith, even though it's a quote-unquote retread. I think I want them to avoid the in-the-house Oregon State stuff, but he's a good coach.
He is a great coach. Like, I just think this program needs a full reset.
I don't disagree.
A full reset.
I just don't disagree.
Go somewhere else. And I'll tell you what, if Jonathan Smith gets fired from Michigan State, unless he takes a lesser job, he'll be a coordinator somewhere. And if in 3 years your shot you take right now doesn't work,
or he moves on, sure.
Go get him then. But I think this team would just, this whole university and program would just benefit from a hard reset.
Full clean slate.
And I'm with you. That includes Scott Barnes. Just a full reset and bring new ideas and new minds into the building for a new way to approach this. Because look, you were dealt maybe outside of SMU, you are, and maybe USC for a little bit after the Reggie stuff. You are dealt the hardest hand in the history of college football. No. Nobody feels worse for you than everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you were dealt the worst hand possible, and you screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. We are willing to wipe our hands clean and give you another shot at it, but you got to take a shot at it in earnest.
Yes.
And I don't know if Jonathan Smith is an earnest shot. That is staying afloat.
Yep.
And I think you got to take a shot here.
You have to take a real risk.
Take a real risk. Dude, Wazoo took a risk on Jimmy Rogers. And again, I need to say this very, very clearly.
From South Dakota State.
I am not talking about Wazoo because I'm an alumni from there. They are my favorite team of all sports.
But if you look at it objectively,
that's my blood.
I don't have anything.
Yeah. They are the same school right now. And they took a shot. We'll see if it works with Jimmy Rogers.
They did it
but
twice.
We just lost to Ole Miss by three in Oxford.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're looking ahead to Georgia. I don't. We lost by 3 points.
You showed up.
That could be you. That could be you. It's not difficult.
You know what you can do right now? If you're Jimmy Rogers, you can go into a recruit's house and say, we went into Oxford and we hung with the number four team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you can do if you're at Oregon State right now? Nothing. You didn't show up. You got embarrassed by Wake Forest. There's like, you've got the, what is it? Their top three recruits are out now so far. And I've heard Andrew Nemec say that there's more coming. Like you, this is disgusting to say. UCLA is in a better spot than you are right now.
Truth. And they have financial concerns, big financial concerns. Cal's the same way.
Yeah.
Cal's in the ACC.
They're in,
you want to talk about travel? That sucks.
They're in an infinitely better spot because there's nothing about your institution right now that says that you are functional.
I don't know. I don't know. And this is why, if Jonathan Smith is available, why it will be Jonathan Smith. Because he will be the best coach they have.
Outside of
taking a shot at somebody.
You know, I heard the boys this morning talking about Eck from New Mexico.
You saw that on the text line. Yeah, shoot your shot at Eck.
Look. That's the way I think you need to go. I think you need to get somebody who is a football psychopath. Like, you are going to game plan up. You are like, he's reminiscent of like Arbuckle. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to go get one of those guys. You need to go get a Stein, a Dillingham, an Arbuckle, an Eck. Like, you need to go get a guy who's going to be, I want, yes, you need an institutional leader. Like, that stuff matters for sure. but you need a football psychopath.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like Dan Lanning, yes, the institutional stuff in the culture, football psychopath.
Like Cignetti, good God.
Psychopath. Like, you need to go get a... Jonathan Smith is just flat. Agreed. Trent Bray, flat. Like, the last time they had a psychopath was probably Dennis Erickson.
I think Gary Anderson was a little psychopath, but that was a disaster.
That was a different kind of psychopath.
I'm going to say a hard truth here. Mm. I think there are going to be better opportunities for Eck.
I do too.
Than Oregon State.
I do too. But
hell, I might even stay in the state of New Mexico before I'm taking the Oregon State job.
No, I wouldn't do that. But I also heard them talking this morning. It definitely made my ears perk up. They've hired the search firm.
I hate search firms.
Oh, no. So, hey, look, our guy Bartu, he's a search firm guy.
Well, I like Bartu.
Yeah, but I mean, like, do the thing. But also, they also hired a committee. Like,
you got two people doing the same job?
Two people?
Gonna have to fix that.
Two people?
To quote Kathy Bates from The Office, yeah. You got two people doing the same job? We're gonna have to fix that.
I would imagine you're probably looking at somewhere between 6 and 10 people. And we're talking about firms and committees.
And that's what you're spending your money on. Don't like it.
Yeah. And I'm just like that. This doesn't sound good.
I don't.
This sounds like blueprint NIL. Like, I don't. Who can we give money to and who are our friends and all those kind of things? Like,
If you are going to the November 1st Washington State game, Oregon State fans, I would love to say hi to you. I would. I'd love to give you a hug.
Ooh, there you go. Go out there and
I'll be down there.
Kiss some babies, shake some hands.
I'll go down there, and I'm more than happy to give you guys a hug because I feel you. I'm with you. It is my job to, you know, speak my opinions and state facts and follow things for what they are. Personal, Patrick, off this microphone, guys, I'm your homie. I'm with you 100%. And it sucks, and you don't deserve it. And I was worried it was going to happen to us, and the unfortunate thing is it didn't. But I know what I felt when I thought it was going to happen to me. Mm. When Dickert left, Mateer left, Arbuckle left, everybody left, I went, mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Dear sweet football
Jesus. This is it.
Yeah.
Are we a basketball school now?
Mm-hmm.
And even that is up in the air, you know, because Kyle Smith leaves, and we're mm-hmm. like, oh, God, no. Like, I was terrified that I was going to be where you are.
And right
and
now,
knowing that terror,
just fine.
Knowing that terror that I had at that time, I know what you're feeling. So I'll be there in the parking lot. I'll give you a hug. Free hugs for everybody.
And a beer.
And a beer, yeah. Okay. We'll give you some Busch lattes, some Pullman water there.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.